It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 5 p.m, I'm Leonard Witbier. Local Labour analyst Herbert Jauch underscored the importance of thoroughly examining party manifestos before casting votes to prevent future disappointment.
The LPM talks about a developmental state and wants to hand over, like, housing delivery, for example, to local authorities. Then I looked in detail at the APC. Now, they have a different approach. They want to privatise basically everything. They take away land service. They want to take away from local authorities and hand it over by auction to private developers. They want to auction off the fishing quotas and even want to auction off to private sector the water supply in the northern rivers. So this is almost a complete handing over of Namibia to the private developers. And that's where people who are concerned about unemployment and what the parties propose, they need to know that before making their choice. Otherwise, they think they might vote for change and what they end up could be worse.
The Irongo town of Swakopmund has gained a high amount of voters. SQs were clearly visible during the course of the day. Our correspondent Adolf Kaure is on the ground and now expands.
So what I've seen here is that apart from the queues being significantly long, which is a good indication of the people deciding to go vote, the queues are moving slow. But there has not been any incident, quarreling or so, any squabbles. So that is what I've seen.
To South Africa, where its road accident fund has prevented 65 million rand in fraudulent claims over 3 years, rejecting 2,031 cases. Recent successes include a 5-year sentence for Siyabulela Kima over an 8.3 million rand false claim. RAF CEO Colin Slitaulo emphasized partnerships to combat fraud and safeguard services.
The reason that we are pleased is that this sends a very strong message that the courts, and indeed the RAF, are not going to stand by and watch as people try to swindle the state institution. And we are hoping that this message is going to be loud and clear to others.
Continentally, a Burundian rebel group based in the Democratic Republic of Congo has claimed responsibility for an attack that targeted Burundian soldiers in the east of the DRC. The attack happened on Monday in South Kivu province. The Red Tabara rebels say they attacked a military base and killed Burundian soldiers. To the United Kingdom, where its government has welcomed the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah that brings to an end over a year of conflict in Lebanon. The ceasefire was announced on Tuesday night and came into effect at 4 a.m. local time on Wednesday morning. Simon Gaitan is on the ground for us and now reports.
Thousands of Lebanese civilians have reportedly begun to return to their homes in the south of the country. The Israeli military has warned it is not yet safe to return to some areas and civilians should wait until the troops have withdrawn. The Lebanese army is preparing to move into the south as part of the ceasefire deal. Both the British Prime Minister and Foreign Secretary called for immediate progress in talks for a Gaza ceasefire deal, including an immediate end to fighting, release of all hostages, and the removal of restrictions to humanitarian aid into Gaza. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.